Jesus, we magnify your name. We glorify you, Jesus. We honor you with our hearts and with our lips this morning. We exalt you. We repeat again that you are the reason we are here. You are the reason that we are all here today. We acknowledge you, Jesus, as the one who has made all of this possible, that we can hear these things and believe them and hope to receive. We thank you, Jesus. We honor you. We lift you high. We exalt you. Our Father, you are good. You are a good shepherd. You are faithful. You are true. You are good in all your ways, and we are grateful. We honor you. We honor you. We thank you this morning. We thank you for your word through our Auntie Chi. We thank you for teaching us. We thank you, oh God, for that which you will yet speak. We thank you because this is your show, and we submit it all to you. We commit it all to you, oh Lord, that as you have taken charge from the start, that it will continue. In the name of Jesus, your spirit will continue with us. Your spirit will inspire words, inspire thoughts in the name of Jesus. I come under you, oh God. I come under you, Lord Jesus. I come under Pastor Jeff and Pastor Essay. I come under all the elders in the house that, Lord, you will speak through me. I don't have anything of myself to say, you know, God, but I pray that you will have your way. You will take over my tongue, take over my heart, my thoughts. Let there be no room for flesh. Let there be no room for doubt. I'm standing here because of you, and I pray that your will be done. Thank you, O Lord. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I bid you come. Say the Lord, I bid you come. I show you how to come. I just simplify the ways of coming. The way to come. For without faith, it is impossible to come. I show you the route of coming. I show you the route to come. I show you coming route. I just simplify thoughts. I simplify the way of coming. For there is the reality in me, said Jesus. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible.
Absolutely nothing is impossible. Yeah, with me all things are possible. But all things are also possible to them that believe. Therefore, I show you the route to come. I show you the simple way to come. It holds true in every realm. There is where I am that you also must be. There is where I am that you also must be. There is the framing of my world. But you must come. You must come. You must come. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Therefore, I show you coming route. Fight to come. Fight here to begin to come. You must hear to come. You must hear to come. You must also have desire to come. But you must also fight to come. Stay in faith. This is the blessing upon you. Let your heart even be set as a flint. Be stubborn. Be rebellious against the ways of the enemy. And you will come. You would come. For this is the faith that overcomes. It's faith that overcomes. Come over the enemy by faith. Come over the enemy by faith. Yea, I bid you come. I bid you come. I bid you come.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so we will come. We'll come, Lord, because you're beckoning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I think I will just start off by, I was watching a service yesterday, I was watching the, well, really, it was a funeral service, right, for the pastor of a church that I used to go to, that my family members go to in England, right? And he passed away unexpectedly. And, you know, his son was giving a tribute about him. And he said, he mentioned some things that he missed about his dad. You know, he said, I miss his laughs. I miss his 50 phone calls a day. You know, I miss just sitting in his office watching him, like, study and things like that. And, you know, he said that some of those things that felt ordinary then, you know, are now, like, they feel priceless, right? And it really resonated with me because it really reminds me of the moment that we are in now, you know, the Lord talking a lot about faith. Sorry, before I go ahead, I'm just going to pray one more time. Lord Jesus, please have mercy. Help us. Help me. I submit myself to you. I submit my heart, my mind to you. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. I believe in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, yeah, so it reminds me so much of this moment that we are in, right? And about how when you're in the moment, a lot of things can seem very ordinary, right? Because there's no earthquake, there's no... I mean, we have some of those times where maybe the Spirit moves and some people are shouting and, you know, they're really taken over by the Spirit, right? But for, you know, for some of us, or for a large majority of us, we might not feel anything. We might not be the one screaming or shouting. It might just feel like, oh, okay, another meeting. You know, we're praying, you know. And those can feel like very ordinary moments, you know, in the time. But there will come a time that we will look back and recognize how powerful those moments really were, how priceless they really were, how priceless, because, and the prayer is that God will help us, that we will not wait until that time that we'll be looking back and seeing how great, you know, opportunity that God was giving us. I will recognize it now, in while we're still in that moment, that even though it feels ordinary, even though I'm not feeling anything, as Pastor Jeff was saying, and as we know through scripture, faith is not about feeling. A lot, so much can be happening and you don't feel a single thing. In fact, I don't know if it's, let me not misquote, but I've heard it said that it's in those moments where it feels the most ordinary that actually the most power could be taking place, could be happening, right? So, and that's why the Lord is bringing all these things, talking to us about faith, because we need to shift our focus from the scene complete. Like, yes, well, actually, we'll get to a point where we're shifting it completely. That's why Apostle Paul will be able to say, you know, in 2 Corinthians 4 that, okay, is it chapter 4? Where he was talking about he would rather go and be with the Lord than be here, but because of, you know, the people, he will stay here and whatnot. Because he said that to be present with the Lord is far better. It's far better. That means he has already, like, he's not looking at the things that are seen anymore. You know, he has already transcended to that point where he's only looking at the unseen. So if Apostle Paul was a man, we know how, I mean, we're going through the book of Acts, you know, we know how he started, right? He was a man. He was an ordinary man, right? And he got to that place. So that means that we can get there too. As impossible as it looks, you know, Jesus was a man. He was an ordinary man, you know. I mean, he, Immaculate Conception, you know. Okay, I don't know if I should say he was an ordinary man, but Jesus was a man like you and me. The Bible says he was made in the likeness of men, right? In Philippians 2, he stripped himself of everything that made him more than man, right? And he came down to our level. And he got there, you know, to where he is now. And he's the reason why all of this is possible. Like Pastor Jeff was saying last week too, that Jesus died so that our death can mean something. Yeah. You know, he did all those things so that we can now do it. Like Apostle Paul also tells us in the Bible, you know, he suffered He didn't suffer so that we will not suffer, right? He suffered so that our suffering will mean something, right? Because, you know, we learn in the scriptures, it talks about suffering for the sake of Christ. Of what, I think it was Peter that was saying that, of what benefit is it if you suffer for your own wrongdoing? But if you suffer for Christ, then, you know, there's glory, right? So, but without Christ, there's no glory. Suffering is just suffering, you know? And some people actually believe that in this world, that this world is full of suffering, death, you know, and then you suffer and then you just die. Like, so that's so hopeless. But thank God that because of Jesus, we are not without hope. We are not without hope, you know. We are not just that we're not without hope. We have the greatest hope that man could ever have imagined is what Jesus Christ came to birth. Hope of eternal life. Hope, it's crazy. Like, how can I inherit eternal life? I'm very aware of my weaknesses. I'm very aware of my infirmities, you know. So envisioning, like Auntie Chi has preached to us, thank you so much, you know, envisioning a different reality where I can be a different person. It's only Jesus that made that possible, you know. And it's not flax. It's substantial. It has substance. It's true. It is more true than any reality that has you've ever experienced or that we can ever experience in this our world. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We're so thankful. And we will, these seemingly ordinary moments, we will not take them with levity. We will not take them for granted. You know, the Bible says that the Lord, he keeps treasures in earthen vessels. It's ordinary people that God uses. I'm a very ordinary person, you know. God uses ordinary people, right? So never count yourself out. It's only the enemy that brings condemnation, right? God is not saying, just close your eyes to your infirmities, right? Yes, you can be aware of them, but your infirmities are not bigger than God. They don't have the power to shortchange you, except you give them the power, right? So yes, ordinary people. Treasure in earthen vessels. That's what God wants to make of us, right? And we will get there. We'll get there in Jesus' name. So I want us to, let's open to Romans. Yeah, we'll open to Romans chapter 4.
Power. It's not ordinary. A tomb from the throne. A domicile in the throne. I am the beginning. Faith beginning. Faith. End of faith. Beginning of faith. Spoken faith. Living faith. Faithful. Full faith. Foot. Full faith. Mystery. In the law, mystery. Mystery. Faith, mystery. Hidden in the children of men. Shufani men unto making you mystery. Demonstrate, my daughter, power. Again, power. Power. Humility, power. Trusting in the unseen power. I put in your tongue
spirit. The essence of spirit is faith power. You are not ordinary. I have domiciled on you power to declare the mystery. I'm in the old, even in the new, and to come. I'm an ancient spirit. Faith. Faith spirit. Faith is the answer. Faith overcome it. It brings near. Faith calls me. Faith calls me at every level. I abide in all realms. I have been. This is the conversation of this time.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, we're going to read from Romans chapter 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 4. We'll just read from verse 16. There's obviously a lot of context to it, but we can't read the whole chapter. So we'll read from verse 16, where Paul was talking about Abraham, right? Talking about faith, talking about Abraham. So verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which are not, which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake only. It was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also. Everyone say, for us also. For us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. So, but I want us to also then read Hebrews chapter 11. We'll come back to Romans 4. Hebrews 11 from verse 8, again talking about Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And then it talks about faith, about Sarah. Through faith, she received strength to conceive seed, who was past age, and then sprang up the seed, as many as the stars of the sky, innumerable, or the sand of the seashore, innumerable, right? So, well, Pastor Jeff was teaching us about Abraham, right? About Father Abraham, who has many sons, of which we are, thank God, by faith. Faith is powerful, right? That God can pick a man, Abraham, and say that I will bring forth my seed, or an example of my seed from this man. And the only way, the reason why Abraham was able to be that person was because he had faith. And for us, our journey is very similar to that of our father Abraham, right? We're in a place where the Lord is saying a lot of things. You know, in that place in Romans, right? In Hebrews, it said that God called him to a place that he did not know, right? Even though we're hearing a lot of things, the Lord is teaching us, bringing food, painting a picture, like Auntie Chi said, of the puzzle, a bit of at a time, right? Painting a picture of his own reality. We don't know, you know? We can count it as this place that he did not know, in Abraham's time. What Jesus is painting to us is a place that we don't know. You know, we're only coming to know it now. And Abraham was, as he was journeying with the Lord, he was coming to know. But when God called him, he didn't know, you know. And as the Lord has called every single one of us and he's telling us these things, it's like he's telling us to go into a place which we should receive as an inheritance, right? And we don't know where we are going, you know. And God, even though we know what the picture looks like, right, we're to be conformed to the image of Christ, like Romans 8 says, those who he called, he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, right? So we know that that's the end goal, right? But we don't really know, right? Because if we really knew, then we would already be there, because knowledge is beyond just like being aware of something, right? But the Lord is bringing us as a people. He's saying, and the reality is the picture of what God wants to make of every single one of us is not really something, and I'm not saying this like based on my own, I'm the one that just conjured this up. I know Pastor Jeff has said it, you know. It's not something that the world has really seen before, right? And what I mean is like a company of people, right, that the Lord is raising all over the world in this, our generation. We're so privileged that the Lord is raising at this time at different parts of the world, that he's raising after the faith of his son to really inherit eternal life, like to show, not just to show, but to embody, right? And then to show to the world what eternal life looks like in a man, in an earthen vessel. That's really the work that God is doing. And I want us to have that perspective in mind for your individual self, that you are part of that company that God is raising at this time, that generation that will show forth that life, you know? It's not something that we've seen before on a large scale, right? But the Lord is doing that work, you know. He said he would do a new thing, even though it's not new in a sense, because from the foundations of the world, the Lord had planned, right? But it's new because the world has not seen it before. You know, manifestations, the whole earth, you know. And it's not to make ourselves feel special, you know, because like we've already said, ordinary people are the people that God uses, right? All that differentiates a person who will partake and who will be part of that company, that generation, all that differentiates that person from someone maybe who will not is faith. That's how powerful and important faith is. That's how important faith is. If Abraham didn't have that faith, we wouldn't be here today. I mean, maybe God might have raised somebody else. I don't know. But the way things have gone, the way that the journey was for Abraham, everything that he opened up for us, Jesus, the things that Jesus was able to sit on, there were things that Abraham did, right? As Pastor was teaching us, like in the earth, right? So none of this would be possible without that. Faith is that powerful, you know. Faith is what moves heavens. Faith, that just choosing, even though evidences are mounted up, right? Evidence would have been mounted up against Abraham. I mean, like with the kids, we've been learning about, you know, the heroes of faith from Hebrews 11. We've learned about Abraham, Moses, you know, and all these people, like we're reading about them and it seems like, oh, wow. Like sometimes it might even seem ordinary now because we've read the Bible story so much. But if you really deep it, you see that like those things that they did, they were not easy things to do. Abraham living in tents with his sons, you know, going from place to place, not knowing where the next place that they will go is until the Lord says it. You know, different things. Isaac, like, you know, digging wells here and then them like not fighting over it, like just leaving it and then the Lord making provision for another one. Like those are markers of faith, or little steps that they were doing back then that are powerful, really. Those same little steps is what the Lord is calling us to do now, right? It's the same steps that the Lord is calling us to take, little steps of obedience. We know that God is not going to come to us with some mighty thing, and just place it on you. Okay, this is what, you know. But we know that the journey is, there's the standard. I mean, Jesus is high, right? So if God is saying that we're going to be like him, again, it's an impossible feat. No one can achieve it. But with God, things are impossible. Nothing is impossible. What's that scripture that says that with man, when Jesus was talking to the disciples, and he said that with man, it is impossible, but with God, nothing shall be impossible, right? But, you know, like when you read other scripture and you put things together, because scripture explains each other, right? It says here, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. But there's a caveat there that's hidden, right? But with God, nothing shall be impossible if you have faith. Because without that faith, things can be impossible for God. Do you understand? Yeah. So that faith, that's our part to play. And, you know, in the beginning, you know, I said earlier that God actually has done majority of the work. He has actually done majority of the work. He did it in Jesus, right? And so the hardest part and the easiest part for us is to connect it by faith, is to believe it, right? Dare to believe, right? Dare to believe. Like, again, in that Romans chapter 4, it says there that God, Abraham believed God, who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. It says that Abraham hoped against hope. Against hope, he believed in hope that he might become, right? So there's an expectation of us as well. And there's an expectation, there's a hope, there's a possibility for us also to believe against hope so that we can become, right? Because God can be saying a lot of things. And I think Auntie Chi mentioned it as well, right? That Jesus, the only reason that Jesus is saying these things to us is because it's a promise that God has given us, right? It's because in God's reality, it is possible, right? It can be done. In fact, it's already done, right? But we are the ones that would choose whether we will allow it to be done in us or not, right? And that choosing, that's our faith, right? That's our faith that we must walk in. So in this moment that we're in, what the Lord is teaching us, you know, in, I think it was Light Up, in Light Up America, you know, Pastor Tayo said that the things that we should be focusing on, you know, are what the Lord is doing, now, what the Lord is working, because, you know, it was about the work of God, us being built, right? About Jesus's coming and why the reason why Jesus comes, you know, is, my God, Auntie Chi, thank you so much for blessing us. I just saw that connection between what you were saying about puzzle, him coming to give us pieces of the puzzle. That's like Jesus coming to us. Like that's that coming of the Lord to build, right? And his coming. Is to do a work in us, to build on top, right? And so Pastor Tayo was saying that that's the focus that we should have in our lives. And, you know, in the world that we live in, there's so many things that you could focus on, right? And your focus first starts in what you give your attention to, your thoughts, right? And so he was saying that our focus should be on the work that the Lord is doing, what the Lord is doing in me. That should be my focus. What the work that God is doing now, the work that he wants to do in the future, those are the things that I should be having visions about, right? It's not saying you should not plan, like have, you know, okay, career plan and all those things. But even when you will plan all those things, it should be the center first of your focus should be what is the work of the Lord in this time in my soul? What is he doing? What does he want to do? Because that framing, that perspective, if your life is framed around that, then you'll be safe, right? Because then whatever plans or goals that you have that you end up doing, you know, it won't tamper or interfere with that work that God is doing. It will help it, right? Because that work really is the most important thing, right? And it takes faith to do that. We all agree, right? It takes faith. So I'm not here to say anything different. I'm sure you've already noticed, right? I'm just here to encourage us that to encourage us, as the Lord has been doing, that faith is key, and it's our lives depend on it, right? To hold on to faith and see it as, I need to get this right. I need to, whatever is making me not believe, whatever makes me, okay, I'm in faith now, but whatever can easily draw me out of that place, those are things we need to be fighting off, right? With the help of the Lord, because those things, they can stand against you, but that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. Okay, so I was saying that the journey that we are on is much like the journey that the Lord took Abraham through, right? And the generation that God is raising, which is us and many, many across the world, right? That it's almost like on this scale, it's new. And so it requires faith, right, to go through that journey. So can we open to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18? Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Yes. So while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal, right? And we know that the things that fight against the things that are unseen are the things that are seen, right? And that's what we're most at home with. You know, our body is married to this earth, right? But the Lord will deliver us, right? So our senses, our sight, our touch, you know, thank you. Those are the things that we are so at home with. And those are the things that fight us being able to look at the things that are not seen. But those are really the eternal things. My feelings, how I feel now, or the lack thereof, of whatever, you know, not feeling, you know, what you call it, that's temporal, right? But if by faith I can connect with that which I'm not feeling, but I know by the word, right? Then I'm building eternal things that are still not seen, but there's a time that they will be seen, right? There's a time that they will be seen. So in the moment where the Lord is doing almost like a quiet work, you know, God works in the ordinary, guys. I can't say that enough. Never devalue what seems ordinary. If it's the word of God and it's the scripture, no matter what the evidences are against this, maybe you're not feeling anything, or maybe you feel like, oh, you haven't grown, you're not growing, all these things, they've been saying it since, I've not moved, I've not shifted. Don't believe those seen things. Those are temporal. If you can connect it by faith, no matter what the evidences are mounted against, you know, all that the Lord is saying, no matter what the evidences are in your own personal life, it's not going to stop you from becoming that thing, right? Because those things are temporal. But if you stay there, it can very much be your reality, right? But faith takes you beyond the now to the eternal things, right? And so as soon as you choose faith, I think Pastor Jeff mentioned this a while ago as well. He said that faith is like you enter into the world of possibility, right? Teaching from that Hebrews 11, that without faith, it is impossible, you know? And that was profound to me. Without faith, it is impossible. Meaning like outside of faith, you are in the world of impossibility. But once you step into the world of faith, then it's a world of possibilities, right? And so as soon as you choose, you make that decision to choose, okay, the Lord is saying this. I don't see the evidence in my life, but I believe it. And because the Lord is saying it, I know that it's possible for me to become that. That's you choosing a different reality, like we've been learning, right? As soon as you choose, grace is made available, right? It's like that analogy we learn about the children of Israel in the wilderness, on the way to the wilderness, when they were going to cross the Red Sea. It was when God said Moses should step, or was it that to put his rod or something like that? The sea, it's not like God had opened the sea before they got there, right? The sea was very much a sea at the time that they got to the, you know, it wasn't until Moses took that step of faith, that did that action of faith, as the Lord had commanded him, that the sea now split. So it's after you choose faith that grace becomes available. And really, what do we need to become all these things? It's grace. Because it dwelleth not in me to do these things. You don't have what it takes. But grace is what will give you the power, the strength to become, right?
Yeah.
But without faith, there's no grace. Without faith. And that's why believing is so important. Because that's why Pastor Jeff was stressing that that this is not something, you can't leave your development to chance. You have to make sure that you have faith and you are growing in faith. Because if you don't have that faith, grace cannot come. You would do things in your own power. And after a while, you will leave it because you don't have the strength to continue. But if you are sure, if that faith ground is steady, then you know that you have the grace to forge ahead for the journey. Because it's a journey, right? It's not a one-time thing. And at every level, you need grace. And so at every level, you need faith, right? You need to, you know, keep developing faith. So it's very key. It's not something to leave to chance at all. So that thing, that instruction that he gave us, I mean, should I call it an instruction? He said that if you need to go back to faith for physical things, natural things, then do that. I don't know if he said it as an if, or maybe he just said it in general, right? But it has to start from there, because you have to first be able to have faith for natural things before you can believe God for patience. Patience is not natural, right? So if you're going to believe God to be more patient, to be more gentle, to forbear, to love, you need to have been able to believe God for lower things, right? I have a headache, you know? Let me pray. Let me have faith. Do I believe that God can heal it? Like, believing is such an interesting thing. It's such a mystery because it really only takes that, just that choice, just that moment of choice, just choosing to believe. Like, you could choose not to believe and you could just choose to believe, and it makes all the difference. Like, something that was impossible before suddenly becomes possible. Again, God has done all the work, right? So, like, it's such a key to open great doors, this thing of faith. If we get it right, then we'll get to that promise, right? That promise that he has promised us, eternal life. Eternal life is real. It's real if you have faith, right? It's possible. It's not insurmountable if you have faith. It seems impossible. Naturally, evidences are against it, but faith will get you there, right? Faith, I'll just, you know, Pastor Jeff said that faith is the instrument of transcendence to move from where you're at. Maybe you're a person who you easily move by your feelings. When you're feeling like something, you do it. When you're not feeling like it, there's no strength to just rise up and do what you need to do. That's a world. That's a world. That's a reality. Faith transcends you, moves you away from that reality to become a different person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So faith is an instrument of transcendence to leave the realm, the world, the reality that you are used to, that you so easily, like the enemy, the world, it's like they are forged together against your soul. They know how to get you. Oh, that's easy. You don't want her to do that thing. Just make her not feel like it. Just put things around that will, like, give the person other feelings that, you know, maybe feelings of just sadness, or just, you know, that feeling of just not feeling like doing anything, you know, that one. The enemy knows that this one, this soul, that's easy. Just give that. Just give the pill. That's easy. They will just leave that thing. You know, but that strength that it takes to even if I'm not feeling like it, this is something that I know I should do, you know, by the word, by preaching, I've heard it, you know, and then rising up to do it, just choosing. And like, I keep saying, like Pastor Jeff said, I mean, really, faith is a muscle, right? The more you choose faith, the more you choose, let's say that feeling thing, I will choose to do it. You're strengthening the muscle of your faith, right? But on the flip side, unbelief is also a muscle, right? The more you give in to those feelings of unbelief, those things that easily get you down, those things, yeah, it's a strong man, right? You have to bind the strong man. Yeah. So you can also be strengthening your unbelief muscles, but we don't want to do that, right? We only want to strengthen our faith muscles. So as hard as that decision may be in that moment, the reality of faith is what I was saying about faith opens up grace. As soon as you choose, the power becomes available, right? Yes, the power might still come in like little bits and there, right? But the power to do that which you need to do in that moment becomes available once you choose faith. Once you choose faith, the Lord will help us. Lord will help us. Yeah, faith is too key, man. Like, with faith is what substantiates. Pastor Jeff was saying that faith is a substance of things hoped for, right? And he was saying that love is the substance, but faith is what substantiates, right? So if faith is what substantiates, that means that there's nothing that can be of substance outside of it. There's nothing, another word for substance can be real, something that's real. That means outside of faith, right? There's actually nothing real, right? That's why the scripture will say that without, whatever is not of faith is sin, right? Because whatever is not of faith does not abide. It does not last, right? It is not real. It is not, like that scripture in 2 Corinthians, the things that are unseen are eternal, but the things that are seen are temporal, right? So faith, right? Faith is that which will, make you abide, right? Your life, right, will abide. Otherwise, everything will, you'll still be in the, you'll remain in the realm of things temporal, right? And you'll carry that soul to eternity, God forbid. God forbid. But the Lord will help us. Sorry, let me just gather. Okay, yes. Anything that is not done by faith will not last. It will not abide. All I'm doing is just encouraging us that this faith thing is important too. So when they're talking about it, listen, you know, as the Lord is teaching you, instructing you here and there, you know, pay good attention. Like in Hebrews, Paul was saying through Jesus about the church, the old time church, about the children of Israel. That's what I mean by old time church. About how they could not enter in because of unbelief, right? But yet some entered, right? But some did not enter because of unbelief. So faith. My brothers and sisters, faith, so that we can enter. Faith will counsel us, right? Faith has many counsels. One of the counsels of faith is to wait, right? To be patient. Faith and hastiness don't go hand in hand. I mean, for one, we've said that this promise that we're going to eternal life is a journey, right? Faith journey to the promised land, which is eternal life, right? Which is God, right? So it's not going to happen in the click of a finger, right? So the fact that, you know, and Satan will, on the flip side, try to bring it as condemnation. But the reality is that it's in little steps that growth comes, right? In little obediences that growth comes. What I mean by Satan will try to twist it is that he will try to magnify your infirmities, that this stuff has been there for a long time and you have not shifted, so just forget about it, right? So we can easily put ourselves in that place of condemnation, but faith rises against that. Faith is stubborn against unbelief. Unbelief, condemnation, those they're in a world outside of faith, right? But it's in little steps, little obediences, right? Like Romans 1:16, you know, tells us that, I guess 16 and 17. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, again, believeth. This thing is all over scripture. That means that if I'm not believing, there's no power of God unto salvation. But if I'm believing, no matter who I am, no matter how angry I easily become, no matter how lazy I am, no matter how much I easily just fall into my feelings, no matter how much after a while, I don't want to be around people. I don't, you know, this thing of love, like, you know, no matter how much that stuff is really part of me, you know, if I believe, then I'll have power unto salvation, right? No matter who I am, right? And so Paul was saying here that therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. There's no justification without faith. There's no living without faith, right? And it's from faith to faith. You know, faith makes grace available for every step of the journey, for every building block, for every piece of the puzzle, right? And it's in little steps here and there, you know. And Pastor Jeff has taught us this as well, that the Lord doesn't come to you as like everything all at once, even though for us, we think of all our infirmities, you know, but he comes to you one thing that the Lord is saying per time, you know, that the Lord wants us to focus on. And then he brings instructions for obediences that you would do for that season of your life, right? So that one thing is being worked on by the Lord Jesus, right? Per time. Little obediences, like Pastor Emeka said, prescribed obedience. Because it's not like you just wake up and you just imagine, you know, it should be faith. Actually, again, faith is based on the word, right? It's not just you just wake up, this is what I imagine. Faith is you can hold on to it and believe it because the word has already said it. You know, the word says I can become, then I believe it. Even though I don't see the evidence, I will, you know. So it's in little bits, little obediences, right? For a wife, you know, it could be listen to your husband more. Don't feel like you know more than him. I'm talking to myself, you know. It could be, okay, just let him land his thought. Just keep quiet, you know. For a brother or a sister, it could be talk less, listen more, you know. Just wait. Let them be the one to advise you instead. You know, let them be the one to talk to you. Don't be the first person to have an opinion. It could be, you know, listen to others. For a husband, it could be do that thing for your wife. Love her in that moment. This is how you will show your love. This is how to demonstrate that love in that moment. It could be anything. And the Lord is merciful. It's tailored to every one of us, right? The Lord knows our strengths, our weaknesses. If you feel like you are weak, you have infirmities, the Lord knows even the ones you don't know, right? But he still says that you can be saved, right? And he's merciful in that he will bring instructions. He will bring obediences for you to do. Ah, God is good. He has done all the work. He will even be the one to tell you what you need to do so that you can now, all you just do is believe it. Believe that, yes, I can do that thing. I can be that person. Because if God says I should do it, then it's possible, because God is not a God of confusion. He will not bring to you what you cannot do, right? So he will even be the one to bring, okay, this is what you would do to attain this level of righteousness. Okay, then do that one. Then after that, like step by step, right? So our work, you know, is to have faith. You know, do you know that it takes faith to obey, right? We know that, right? It takes faith to do obediences. Again, those obediences are not going to be like, oh, go and preach to 5,000 people like Paul, like Peter, who? I don't know. Anyway, it'll be little things. It takes faith to do those little things. It takes faith to not defend yourself and just leave it, right? Because, again, going back to that thing of the things that are seen are temporal, the things that are seen are temporal, the things that are unseen are eternal. It takes faith to take on this posture, because just an instruction like don't defend yourself, you know, the seen thing in that moment is to defend yourself and prove your point so that the person knows that you are not wrong, you know, that they are the ones that are wrong. Let's just clear the record, you know. So in that moment, you've received the thing. That's the temporal thing. But faith says that, no, just leave it. Leave it, because there's a reward. You know, that's a reward. The reward of being right is a reward, right? In that moment, you could choose to receive that temporal reward. But faith will counsel you that there's a better reward that's more eternal. Even though in that moment, it might seem like, whether I argue or I don't argue, like just that one time is not going to, it's not going to make that much of a difference, you know, but it does. Again, little steps, little obediences. It strengthens your muscle. It strengthens your faith, right? Faith will counsel you to choose that eternal reward instead. You don't know what that reward may look like. In that moment, there's no reward for keeping quiet and and just allowing yourself to be seen as the person in the wrong. There's no reward in that moment. Am I right? That reward is eternal, right? Because it's building something in your soul that you might not know what it looks like. You don't know what it looks like. Like Abraham. Abraham didn't know what that end goal it was, you know. I mean, God told him that I'll take you to a promised land and whatnot. But again, that knowledge that is deeper than awareness, right? So the same way, you might not know what that picture will look like. Like, okay, in this moment, I shift here. In this moment, I shift there. I let this one go. Okay, but even for some of us where maybe it's easier to let things go because you don't like confrontation and you don't want to talk, maybe in that moment, your obedience is God is saying that, no, you should actually bring that up. You should talk about this, right? And he'll give you the wisdom, obviously. It's not like God will say, go and lash that person, you know? But in that moment, maybe your own obedience is to actually sit down and have a conversation about it. No matter how tedious it might seem, sit through it, right? You don't know how those little obediences, those little steps of faith, you don't know what is building in you, what picture, what part of the puzzle is adding. But Jesus sees it. Jesus knows it, right? And that's why we follow our Lord, the one who is the author of our faith, right? The one who all this is made possible because of. The one who, because of his obediences, our obediences matter. Our obediences actually are changing us and transforming us. You know, there was this video that was circulating on WhatsApp, you know, because now WhatsApp has reshared statuses, which is so easy now. But Reverend was saying that he was talking about the word, like that this word that we're preaching is not to meet a need or to give you, I don't remember how he said it, it's not to meet a need or it's not to give you something, quote unquote. It's to change you. It's to change your person. That's the work that God is doing. That's actually the promise of eternal life, right? Right? You'll be changed. Yeah. You'll be changed. This is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Knowledge of Jesus Christ and of him who sent him is not just awareness. Knowledge is a, I know and I am, you know? Like, it's a being like them, having their nature. That's eternal life. That's the promise. So that change, that journey of change is what we're going through now, right? And faith is what's going to help us to, at every turn, to keep going, to keep going, to keep going, not to look at the evidences mounted up against our becoming like them, against our change, right? Not to look at those evidences, but to see beyond that and see that Jesus was able to do it. Jesus is saying that I can do it. And so I will believe that I can do it. I will hope against hope, like Abraham, right? Even though nothing in me, you know, has the ability to do this thing. But again, that hope against hope, anyways. Even though that's true in a realm, but in Jesus's, it's not. It's not true. In Jesus's realm, you are going to sit on the throne with him, Sochima. You know, every single one of us. Every single one of us. That's his desire for us. And it's based on that desire that we can have faith and desire that same thing, right? Like the scripture says, we love him because he first loved us. We have faith because he first had faith. You know, it follows through. We believe that we can become because he first believed. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. So whether it's in, you know, listening to somebody more, listening to your sister, your brother, whether it's in like forbearing, choosing not to correct in that moment, or choosing to have that conversation, again, tailored for every single one of us, right? By faith, choose to see that that thing will make a difference. Even though it seems like, oh, just this moment, what difference is going to make? That's not how faith thinks. Faith believes that this thing that I'm doing in obedience to God is going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference now, compounded, right? Until the Lord has brought out of these earthen vessels everything that he wants to, you know, and that is our prayer and our desire, that will allow faith to counsel us, right? In all these moments, and we'll choose the right thing. We'll choose the right thing. The last thing I'll say is that, you know, the gap, there's like, and Chi was saying, there's a gap between believing and receiving, right? And so one must persevere through faith. Faith will also counsel you to persevere, right? And to not to cast away your confidence, right? Because the more you try to have faith, the more you try to choose the reality that the scripture is painting to you, the more you try to choose the reality that, you know, God is sending through his preachers, the more the enemy, the world, will bring, like Anchi was saying, alternate things, right, to dissuade you, to discourage you, right? But just know that the enemy is just fighting and raging because he knows, I think Pastor Jeff said this as well, because he knows that this faith thing is the key. So anything that will keep you from holding on to that faith and believing, he would do it. So just be prepared. Always, like, know that that's a reality, right? That things will come, but it's noise. It's noise, right? It's noise. You hold on to faith. You hold on to faith. And by God's grace, God is merciful to us. We have examples in Mommy Reverend Helen, you know, in Pastor Jeff. We have, in Pastor Esther, we have examples. So it's not like we are, I mean, Abraham is Kai. Even Jesus, like, they didn't have an example of what God was calling them to become in their time, right? But we have examples, cloud of witnesses. You know, we have people in our day. So really, there's much that the Lord has done, a great platform to enable us to believe, you know? He has done much to encourage our belief in him. So let's believe. Let's believe. Yes, even though it tarries, that change that you're waiting for, that change that you desire to see in your brother, in yourself, right? Though it tarry, wait for it. Don't shift your posture of faith. You know, don't allow the enemy to move you by what he puts in front of you, right? Take a different heart posture that aligns with the will of God. If the Lord's will, if this is what the Lord wills, if this is what the Lord has said, then I align with it. I believe it. I choose to believe it. You know, God knows that place where you are going to. Just keep believing and keep following. Keep believing, keep following, keep believing, keep following. Like your life depends on it. And the Lord will help us. The Lord will help us greatly. I just want us to pray that Lord, that even as he has spoken a lot of things over us, you know, he has blessed us, he has poured on us the spirit of faith, you know, he has declared prophecies over us. Again, it takes faith to receive those prophecies and to walk in them. Let's ask that indeed this spirit of faith will rest upon every single one of us. Nobody will be left behind. Nobody will be left behind. Everyone will have that strength of faith to choose the reality that the word is painting despite all the evidences against. That the Lord will help us, that we will stand in faith, that this foundation of faith will be steady. It will be stable. It will be built well in the name of Jesus, that we will enter into the world of faith, into the world of possibilities. Nothing, nothing, nothing will hold us back. That unbelief will have no room in our hearts anymore. That in every situation, in every circumstance, that the Lord brings an instruction to us, things he wants us to obey, that we will rise up, faith will rise up in us, even to take that step in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will help us to choose faith, that we will be men and women of faith. We will not shortchange ourselves. We will not stop the hand of God. We will not stop the hand of God. As he is ministering to us, we will be believing. We will believe and believe and believe and believe until we get to that end journey. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Mahana Hasevehete, Bregadona Mate Keliada Varata, Shaprehega, Mahatekele Prehega, Brenote, Ebrenote, Amiakua Sekeliata Barata, Manto, Eleman. We will believe indeed. We will not fall after the same example of those who did not enter in because of unbelief. We will believe. We will believe against all odds. We will hope against hope. We will hope against hope. We will hope against hope. Oh, that you will help us. You will help us. Ah, that faith indeed will frame our world, our perspective of ourselves, of our brothers and sisters, of our pastors, of the word. That, Lord, faith will shape the way we think. Faith will shape the way we see. Faith will shape the way we respond to our environment. In the name of Jesus, we will allow faith to take us beyond the realm that we dwell in currently. We will rise up. We will grow up by faith in the name of Jesus. We will walk by faith and not by sight. We will live by faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, Mahalia Dabarata, Ekrenose Keliga Brata, Elemaino, Topere Kapaliata, Eshebrene Genote, Eliaka Paradabata, Elebrenonde, Elegebrenonde, Maranahata Kate, Ashibraha Dabaliga Nabarata, Mekrosta Venega Balahaya, Eregeda Barabarata, Amanegedegede Banagabarata, Elehashta, O Manahashta. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for what you authored. Thank you for what you are calling us into. Thank you, O Lord, because you will help us. You will help us. You will help us that we will not fall behind in this thing of faith, that we will hold to it. Lord, we will hold to faith, and you will increase our faith in the name of Jesus. As you bring opportunities our way, opportunities for us to strengthen our muscle of faith, that we will see those opportunities and we will take them in the name of Jesus. We will not run from them. We will not shy from them in the name of Jesus. And as we take those opportunities, oh, do those little obediences, follow those instructions, that Lord, you will increase us. We thank you, oh God, because you are true, you are good, you are able to get us there. Thank you. Thank you. We give you all the praise, our Father. We thank you because you are the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Every single soul here and those watching online, they are yours. They are yours. Your picture, the picture in your heart for each of us, help us to get there by faith. Help us, oh Lord, that we will not shortchange ourselves. Help us that we will not stop your hand in the name of Jesus. We will allow you to do your work because we will believe you. At every point, we will believe you, Jesus. At every point, we will believe your word. We will believe your prophet. We will believe all that you are bringing to us, oh Lord. We thank you. As a people, we say thank you. We are grateful. We are eternally grateful to you. Oh, we bless you, O Lord. Thank you, our God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.